Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a hot link place that I used to eat at way back in the day.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. And congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and... I can't hear myself, but Old Dirty and... Well, my mic is fine. I just can't hear myself, Matt.
Matt's got to turn you up.
Matt's got to turn me up because I can't hear myself. But
there we go. Hog Tua, let's get it.
There it is. Can you hear me now, Tyler? You got me now,
I've heard
Tyler?
You the whole time. You just couldn't hear me.
I can hear you, Tyler. I just can't hear myself, but still currently at the moment. But we are live here at the Great East River 9. Come on out. We just hooked up our guy, Tom. With a twosome.
Attaboy, around, Tom.
There it is. There you go, Tom. Yeah. A twosome. Him and one of his good buddies, maybe his lady, I don't know, or a lady he just may meet here. They could go and play a round of golf. We've got another round that we will hook somebody up with, and also U of H tickets to see Baylor in the building. So get on out here. You can still fill your name out and put it in our raffle box and have a chance to win. As we continue rolling through here live on the road, on the drive, on this Football Friday. All right, Clint, the big story right now as the Texans head to play the Green Bay Packers is this injury report. And Tyler came in with breaking news a little bit earlier, Clint, and it wasn't good because the Texans have a significant amount of starters, especially on the defensive side of the ball, out of this game. We knew Christian Harris is on IR, wasn't going to play. We knew Nico Collins wasn't going to play. We knew the suspended Mario Edwards Jr. wasn't going to play. But now, Clint, as we sit here, hell, it's Friday. There's not even no game time decision on this deal here, Clint. We know that starting middle linebacker and the leader and the heart and soul of that defense, Azeez Alshire, will be out of this game. We know that Kamari Lassiter, the number two corner on this team, will be out of this game. We know that Henry Toa-Toa, the much-improved stock-up second interior linebacker who has really had a good start to his season, he is in concussion protocol, and he will be out of this game. Jimmy Ward, the guy they extended this year, who is a safety for this team, he is out of this game. And Robert Woods is going to miss his second straight game with a foot issue. He is out of this game.
We don't like that.
Clint, this is a lot to have to overcome to go on the road against one of the NFC's best team in the Green Bay Packers. And this is tough right now, Clint. I still see a path for them to be able to be successful in this game, but clearly their margin of error is different than it was when we initially saw them playing the Packers on this schedule, thinking everybody would be healthy.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about it. The odds are stacked against them as it pertains to it, the injury report. I mean, the one thing about this team, though, is they are one of, if not the best team, the best coaching staff at overcoming injuries, whether it's O-line and wide receivers and secondary last year, or it's what it is today, which I think the biggest glaring position here is the linebacker position. So they have just been ridiculously good these types of moments. And I think, one, they built the roster the right way. They between Nick and his staff and the scouting department and D'Amico, they built the roster the right way. They got the right dudes in here, and then they just coach the hell out of them, whether they're practice squad guys or starters. And
thanks,
so
guys. Appreciate it.
When you look at what they've been able to do with a significant amount of injuries at one position several times throughout a year and a half of NFL football, it's been ridiculously impressive. Now, this may be a game where it's a little bit too difficult to overcome. But I know leading up to it, I feel really good about the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, Bobby Slowick, and Matt Burke. I feel really good about their ability to overcome those issues, as they've done in the past consistently.
Yeah, they're staring down the barrel, Clint, of Jake Hansen and Neville Hewitt. Jake Hansen and Neville Hewitt potentially is going to get the start at the interior linebacker spot, Clint. And that's concerning in many ways. One, hell, those are two really important special teams players for Frank Ross, so we'll see how they adjust with that. But listen, we liked what Neville Hewitt did against the Patriots in the second half of that game when he had to come in and fill the void for Azeez Alshire when he left out. But, Clint, this is a different ball game against this team, the Packers. They're playing and what they can do in the run game. They're really good in the run game. What they do up the middle with the tight ends and how they handle that situation. That is a big level of concern to me. This is what the Patriots are one thing in the second half, Clint.
Yeah.
This is a full game. By the way, also good news, Delshon Phillips, somebody you think may see some action there. He was a full participant today and doesn't have a game designation, so he should be able to go, Clint. But that's the quality of opponent and what they can do specifically to where your injuries are is a big deal.
Well, I mean, look, the right up the middle, you mentioned the middle on the defensive side of the ball. You got Mario Edwards, your best interior defensive lineman, is out. And yes, you're getting D'Nico Autry back, but I believe he's more of a defensive end than he is a defensive tackle. I think D'Amico may think a little bit different. We'll see how that unfolds. But then right behind, no Mario Edwards, now right behind that, you have, you know, you're obviously missing those two or three top linebackers. So the gut of that defense is going to be new faces, and we'll see how they hold up to the test, because it is a monster test. Again, the number two rush attack in the NFL right now, it's real.
Yep, that secondary is going to have D'Angelo Ross, Kalen Bullock, Eric Murray, Jalen Petrie, and Stingley in it a lot. They're going to play a lot of nickel, and that's what it looks like they're going to have a lot of. So we'll keep you updated on that. By the way, also with that, Foley Fatakasi, another big piece in the middle there. He is questionable for this game, along with Steven Sims. And that Steven Sims is interesting, Clint. He did not practice. He has not had an issue all week. He had the back, and he's the primary returner, Clint. And who has been the guy that's been returning for him? Robert Wood. So then they would have to go down even further if Steven Sims isn't able to go. So that's one to look at as well. So
we may get a little Tank Dell by default.
God, but
it's,
I mean,
it's risky. Oh, but in this kind of game, it's
maybe John Metchie.
No, hell no. In return, if anybody in a return game, it'll be Xavier Hutchinson's.
Maybe Hutchinson, or maybe Hutchinson. Has he returned punts? I'm not sure.
I don't know about punts, but he's definitely a reserve return guy.
Maybe Damian Pierce. Who knows? If Steven Sims isn't able to go. So that's the latest there injury-wise with the Texans.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, last night Clint was dead right. And that Thursday night football game between the Broncos and the Saints, that was an absolute blowout by the Broncos. They beat the brakes off the Saints in Sean Payton's return. And that means, Tyler, you may have had a rough night on the best bets. We'll see how that
greatest, yeah.
It wasn't the greatest. You
wasn't
still,
over
at
like
60,
the night before, but
still, you still at 60%. We'll see what happens there as Tyler's best bets will come up at the end of the show today. But man, the Saints are reeling with the injuries they have, and I mean, what did they get beat by 30 last night?
Well, it was ugly.
It was ugly. And again, last I looked, late in the fourth quarter, my man had 164 yards passing. Maybe that was it, getting it done. Their number one receiver, Corton Finnegan, didn't have a catch in the game, but they still beat them down. You had a beat on that thing, didn't you?
Well, I just they had too many injuries, man. I know you're catching them in New Orleans and all that. And boy, the injuries that they had, it's just one of those. Even if Spencer Rattler, which I believe is going to, if he can hang on, I think he's got a chance to be a starter in this league. But even if he was decent, hell, who's he going to throw it to? Alvin Kamara ain't got no help, man. So I just assumed that Sean Payton and Bo Nix could score more points, and Bo tried to turn it over enough for him. Now Bo tried to get loose with it a couple times, but they were able to stretch it out. That's exactly what I thought would happen in terms of just the injuries were too much,
yeah,
man.
Too much. Yeah, that was a rough one last night as that Broncos.
I wonder how many because I believe Bobby Slowick may have struggled earlier in the year, and the Saints were kicking ass, and there was a lot of Clint Kubiak guys out there. I wonder where all them Clint Kubiak folks are at.
Well, I mean, like you said, man, he's dealing with a tough deck. I mean,
well, no, it is. You know, I mean, the truth of the matter is it wasn't. I mean, it's not been near as pretty as it was the first two weeks of the season.
Or when they got to play the Cowboys, who can't stop.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no, I mean, the wheels came off before Carr got hurt. I mean, it's not all injury related.
Yeah. Yeah, teams have played them differently. So, yeah, the Broncos, they would be in the playoffs right now. They would face the Texans. At the playoffs,
the Broncos would sit at
4-3. Started right now at 4-3. They'd be the 7th seed to face the 2 seed. The 7th seed to face the 2 seed in the playoffs right now, which would be the Texans. So, good win for Sean Payton and company as they get above 500.
5 o'clock fire.
Real quick, Mike Tomlin. Everybody expects that Russell Wilson will get the start this coming Sunday.
That's
against
right.
the Jets Sunday Night Football. But Mike Tomlin has not given the word yet to this. But his wide receiver, George Pickens, has. George Pickens has told him that Russell will be starting in the game on Sunday.
We do not care.
He has taken the first team reps this week. It is wild to me, fellas, how Mike Tomlin seems like when you look at Mike Tomlin, just visual-wise, and you know how he talks and how he goes about his business, he seems like maybe the coach in the league, just visually, that has a control and handle on his locker room more than anybody else. But this stuff happens all the time. How in the hell is Mike Tomlin talking to the media daily almost and saying, "No, man, we you know, hey man, we're still trying to figure things out," and not telling anybody who the starter is? But George Pickens does an interview in his locker, and yeah, Russ is starting.
You got to think.
How does that happen?
You got to think Pickens is on borrowed time.
But I guess Deontay Johnson got traded, so I mean I don't know, but this happens. This has happened a lot lately to Mike Tomlin, a guy who you feel like hard, you know, hard nose, a guy the players don't.
Yeah.
But they cross him all, or at least. Like, this is basically what's the Astros GM, Brown? Dana Brown. This is basically Dana Brown and any manager he has had to work with, where we just have two different conversations.
What is going on?
Yeah, look, I think George Pickens is obviously a great talent. He hasn't made plays this year. Now, a lot of folks believe, and very well may be true, that Justin Fields is the reason behind that. So. But boy, he between the not blocking stuff last year and now there's video out there of him not running routes hard and obviously frustrated from you know the production and boy, it's just always something with that dude, man. He's got to be. I mean, his act has to be wearing thin on Tomlin and the Steelers, man.
Do you expect? And I believe George is right. I believe he knows that Russ is going to start. Do you expect Listen, 4 out of the 6 games, Justin Fields has been under 145 yards passing.
Yeah,
which in this day and age is not great, and he's not running the ball. To you know, you remember that little that period his rookie year with the Bears? It was like, whoa, he was close to breaking Lamar's record for most yards in a season by a quarterback rushing. He was over 1,000 yards. He's not running it like that either. To offset the under 145 yards. But do you expect a better offense? Do you expect the offense to look better under Russell Wilson as a quarterback?
Yeah, absolutely. And it better.
Because he has not exactly been great here lately with the Broncos.
Yeah, no, look, I just, you know, I do wonder how much, and you say he's not produced, hasn't ran it as much. That makes sense, but there's still that threat there. And how much of that has to do with the brand of ball they've been playing? I haven't broken down the film of Justin Fields, so I don't know exactly. But I'd be willing to bet you that if they're making this move, there are a lot of plays being left on the field in the pass game, And if that is the case, I got to believe that Russ could get in there and cook a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's yeah, I mean, making this move to a veteran like Russ, it better be – there better be some, you know, uptick in the production.
Yeah. And I'm betting George Pickens is probably – I bet he
probably – glad it's happening.
Probably would rather take his chances with Russ. I bet you
no
I could see him, boy, running his route and then seeing, oh, here comes Justin, break it out.
Watch him go hawk. He's going to end up running full-speed routes this week, all week. I bet he's been killing practice.
He out there running them wind sprints out there just jogging, getting that cardio the last 6 weeks. All right, coming up, I want you to answer this question. You can text in 713-572-4610 or on YouTube and Twitch. Is it too much to expect that Stephon Diggs can show to be an elite receiver again on Sunday? They're without Nico Collins. They need big-time guys to show up. Is it too much to expect Stephon Diggs to play as an elite receiver on Sunday against the Packers? We'll discuss that next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Look up at the screen here, and there's so many screens here at East River 9. I see Tank Dell over there with Daniel Jones' move on up and at him.
I don't know who that is.
Tank is a freaking beast, bro.
Daniel Jones, boo?
Daniel Jones, boo. Up and at him. You know what the hell that is.
Nah, man.
That doesn't even sound right.
Why won't you accept that, man?
Because it ain't real.
It is clearly real.
It shouldn't be real, but it is.
Cool. I mean, I've never seen...
Why shouldn't it be real?
I mean, I've just never seen...
Daniel Jones is a good-looking young man out of New York with
a strong
jaw.
He's got that turd-sniffing face all the time.
Now, see, I'm not going to sit there where Tyler goes. I mean, I'm sure the guy's a respectable young man. I just don't think he has K in him.
I didn't say he's a bad guy. He just got a turd-sniffing look on his face.
You just have to admit it.
I mean, I've not seen hide nor hair of any mention.
She said it, her boyfriend. She said it. Tyler, you heard it?
I think she's flirting.
Straight from her beautiful mouth.
She ain't got to flirt when she already got it. DJ is her. She call him. What do you think she call him? Babe? Baby?
Danny D.
I don't know if she's a baby type.
Babe, she's definitely she got a pet name.
Oh, she's a pet name person for sure.
I don't know a woman that's not a pet name person. Come on, what's Lauren's pet name for you?
She honestly ain't got one.
You a lie. Lauren don't have a pet, like she just calls you Clint?
I guess like just in general conversation, there's babe on there.
What the hell? Well, Courtney calls me Ronald. I know lost cause.
Ronald?
Oh, yeah, she goes Ronald.
I guess Clinton Jacob, but she don't ever do that. Nobody ever. My aunt's only one that calls me
but
that.
But when she calls me babe, that's the pet name. It's always been babe.
Megan calls me booger butt.
I used to call her biscuit. That's what she don't call
booger you butt. You know, that,
she does not call you. That's John. That's John
I think
McClane.
That's what John McClane's wife calls him,
no,
Tyler.
John McClane said it because I had told him about how Megan and me call each other booger butt.
Oh,
sometimes.
Is that why he called you booger butt?
Booger butt?
There it is. I was going to say that. She calls you booger butt.
I call her lovey.
I used to call Courtney Biscuit, but
why do I not believe anything Tyler's talking about?
I believe it. Him and Megan have a booger butt type of relationship.
That feels like
713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, what is your wife's pet name for you? If your wife doesn't have a pet name for you, I don't know how real your relationship is.
I know. I mean, I'm just telling you. I don't think. I mean, babe would probably be it.
It's got to be babe. It might.
That's
be.
Not a pet name. I think booger butt's a pet name.
No, babe. Like, hey, babe. Like
booger butt.
Like it just strange me. No, you can't. It can't be a generic.
It can be generic.
I mean, you there's 20 people in this place that it's babe or boo or something like that. That can't. No,
yeah, you know yours. You know yours. She just called you by your first name. That's weird. Or your last.
I mean, look. She usually just it's daddy usually.
Okay, that's a pet name. That's a pet name. If she call you daddy,
well, sometimes she throws big in front of.
I can look you right in your eyes and I can tell that young lady does not call you daddy. I can tell you right.
No, I tell her to.
Hey, big daddy.
And she sex line coming in. My wife likes to call me dumbass. Does Damn. That count? Yes. Pet name, A-hole. Wow, guys. Come on, guys. Come on now.
Well, these are mean.
Lovey-dovey. There you go. There you go. Yeah.
Booger butt.
You got booger butt. Yeah, that's an interesting one. That That's one where I would say we'd have to go back to the drawing board. I don't want to be booger butt.
I love it.
Like I don't mind if the pet name is called. It's called, like, you know, Poppy. Someone just texted in, yeah, you get you a Poppy. That's a good one.
But that's generic too. I mean, that's fine.
That maybe where she goes.
I don't know, man. Biscuit for Courtney. That's a good one.
Yeah, hey, Biscuit.
I mean, I don't know how good it is for Courtney, but I mean, Ron just said Biscuit and winked and smirked and kind of did his little kissy lift, little fish lips.
I did not do all of those things.
Biscuit, the wink, and fish lips doesn't go together.
I did go Biscuit and wink.
Put your Louis Vuitton glasses on so I can't see you wink.
Is that
man.
My boy, Ron?
No, I can't do that. I don't want me getting that space. All right, I said this on the other side. You can text in your thoughts. Clint, you can give me yours on this as well. Is it too much? Is it too much with Nico Collins out, going up against this opponent, going up against this offense? And I do. I think the Texans got to score some points to win this game on Sunday. I think they've got to make big plays to win this game on Sunday. I would be surprised if this is a 20-17 game. If this is this feels like a more of a higher scoring game. Is it too much to expect Stephon Diggs to play as an elite receiver on Sunday? You think that's too much to ask for him?
I mean, I think it's, you got to define elite. I mean, I think if he does more of what he did last week, I think that's what this team needs.
Is that elite though?
I don't know if elite's the right word. I think the only guy that's been like elite on this team this year is Nico. There were times last year when there were flashes from Tank that were elite. You know, I don't think what he did last week was elite. I think this is not negative, but I think it's just reality. I think his days of being an elite receiver.
I was going to say, because there was a time he was, right?
I don't think that he's not capable today of something that he did last year early in the season. I think he's plenty capable. I think it's just
the offense.
The offense he's in, the position that he plays in this offense, it doesn't ask him to do those things. He's not an over-the-top. He's not a take-the-top-off the defense. He's not a aggressive vertical threat. He is a create a little bit of space underneath, understand zones, make yourself available to the quarterback, a really good route runner in the red zone. I mean, it's a different animal than I think what we saw in Buffalo. In fact, I would be surprised if we ever see that kind of a attack from Stephon Diggs again in his career. I mean, that's hard to do outside of a system where you got a big arm quarterback that's willing to take that level of shots and that number of shots. So, I don't. Is it too much to expect? No, he's making $22 million. I don't think this team needs him to be elite to win this game.
I think they need somebody in that, in terms of weapons, to be elite for them to win this game. I think they need somebody, whether that is Mixon, Tank, Stephon Diggs. Well, I mean, look, he's the most accomplished of the crew to me.
Yeah, to me, you've got. There's really, really good players on this team, and I like the collection of players, but there's two Texans offensively, not named C.J. Stroud, obviously, that have elite, like, potential week in, week out. And I think that's Joe Mixon and Nico Collins. I just don't think Diggs is that guy. I don't think Tank is a guy that's going to consistently do it. I think he can have a game. I think he can be a threat. He can have a monster run, but right now I think you're two guys that I'm confident of, like, these dudes can be elite and like game changers, take the game over.
Yeah, that's
Nico,
what I mean.
Nico Collins and Joe Mixon, that's a two right now. I don't think Dalton Schultz has it in his bag. Steph has it in his bag. I do believe that Tank has it in his bag.
You don't even think Steph has it in his bag anymore?
Mm-mm. Like there's nothing,
because he wasn't. You're right. In Buffalo, it wasn't just like the route running. He was a down the field threat. Like we remember his most memorable play in Minnesota, the Minnesota Miracle. Yep. He's running down the. He was a down the field threat. You don't even you would say to yourself, one game you think Tank is more likely to have a elite level game than
I think if you rank these receivers from an explosive explosivity perspective, I think he's three.
Right now. And even four would mix it.
I don't know what the time, how the times line up, but I think Tank plays the game significantly faster than he does. Now I think he's shifty. I think he's really good. In fact, I didn't give him the credit for the route running and the underneath stuff that he does, and the time that he invests on task with his quarterback, I think is huge. And I think he's going to be, to me, moving forward with the Texans, he's a guy that we're probably, and I'll acknowledge it. Like, I will always probably take it for granted. Like, how good he's been on third down, it, relative to winning ball games, is probably the biggest thing the receivers have done. And it's like, okay, whatever.
It's very Edelman Welker.
Absolutely. 100%.
When Moss is the big play guy, or even Gronk is the big play guy.
Yep.
But those guys are, which there's a role for that, but it does feel like somebody needs to take the role of the next, like the, like to be a hey man, I'll go up and just make a play. I'll go up and get myself open to make big plays. It feels like they need somebody to take that void, and Nico Collins was the one taking that void. I think it's different against the Patriots. I think in this game it feels like somebody's going to need to take that void. And Diggs is the most accomplished, the highest paid of the guys to take that. But it seems like to you think Tank is the one
I think Diggs' route to
somebody said Noah Brown did it two times last year. Damn it, Diggs can do it.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying Diggs can't do it. I'm just not going to bet on it. I think Diggs' route to being elite. I think his route is 4 or 5 games where you got 10 catches for 100 yards.
Yeah.
Where the catch count goes through the roof. The third down conversions, like we talked about, how important he is on third down, goes through the roof. The red zone stuff. I mean, he's always going to be a guy that's going to create separation in the red zone with them nasty routes he runs. But to me, he's not going to have one game where we're like, like Nico. Yep. And like could potentially happen with Tank. I think he's a guy that over 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games, maybe in the absence of Nico for 4 games, you look up and this dude's averaging, 9 catches and 100 yards a game. That's pretty elite, but it's not going to happen in one game, I don't think.
All right, coming up, our Mad Dog picks as we'll go through that, as we'll see who was able to avoid having to buy the Mad Dog if the Texans can get a W, and Tyler's best bets coming up here. All of that as we continue riding here live on The Drive.
Got the dog in the background, man.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from East River 9, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, guys. Good times today. Congratulations to the birthday girl. She was our final winner. Congratulations that she won a twosome to play a little round of golf with her and a friend right here at East River Nine. A great, great spot here. A good time. We always have a great time here. We'll be back again on another Football Friday. We always enjoy ourselves. We appreciate everybody that has helped keep us here and helped keep us on the air here today. Thank our entire promo staff. All of them have done such a great job today, as so many of them have come and worked so hard in our promo staff, and they worked very hard and did a great job today, as well as our engineer Matt did the best he can, and the best he could was very, very great, as he did great work to keep us here. Having to negotiate the camera for those of you on YouTube and Twitch, doing all the things that he has done to keep us on the air. Tyler, of course, back at the station doing a great job here.
Just
and everybody
the
here at East River Nine, the waitresses,
Tyler,
the
T-Mill.
Bartender. Well, the bartender.
You're right. You're right. You did a good job. You didn't tell me about that booger in my nose, but you did a hell of a job today.
Yep. Clint had a strong white booger.
I had it
in his left nostril.
White booger. I see what y'all are doing.
I'm just saying.
I see what y'all are doing.
Three rows deep. And he had to go to the restroom to go ahead and to dig that sucker out.
Two beautiful young ladies here at East River Nine looked me dead in the face.
And just didn't tell you.
And didn't tell
but
me
don't
about
worry.
Didn't tell me about the hanger, man.
But don't worry, Tyler. You know I told him.
Yeah, girl.
I told him. Good times. But no, great times here. We appreciate everybody here who's helped keep us here and continue to roll with us on Thursdays and Fridays as we're out on the town. All right, real quick, I want to say this. We've talked about the injuries, and they are big here. But, fellas, I'll say this. I will have to look at this team differently if the Texans somehow pull this game off. If the Texans find a way to win this game at Lambeau, Clint, I will look at the Texans differently, right? Like the Buffalo game, the way it turned out, it was a weird game, how that was played. It didn't seem like either team was at its best, and the quarterbacks played arguably their worst games of the seasons. It can't be an argument with Josh Allen. That was one thing. If they go on the road with all of these injuries to these key players, your entire linebacking core is just completely out of this game. Your number two corner is completely out of this game, right? Your best weapon in Nico Collins, and you can argue he's been the best weapon outside of Derrick Henry in the National Football League this year.
Yeah.
He is out of this game. If they go in and win this, Clint, I'm sorry. I or anybody slow to the party would have to look at the Houston Texans completely differently if they walked into Lambeau and beat this team.
It would be a monster win for this football team. I think you laid it out well. I mean, there have been some big wins. Look, I said the Buffalo game when it happened. I think that was the biggest win of the D'Amico Ryans era. I think it literally proved and established that the Texans were legit a top of the AFC caliber football team, a true Super Bowl contender. I don't care how you get it done, but to your point, there's some parts of that Buffalo game that weren't ideal in terms of the Texans putting a notch in their belt of beating a great football team. I think there's a reason why they went out and got Amari Cooper, because they didn't feel good about their receivers. There's a chance that Josh Allen was concussed in that game and never came out. It was, like you said, an unbelievably bad game, uncharacteristically bad game, especially this year for Josh Allen. So, not minimizing the win, but looking back at it, evaluating it, it's probably not as impressive a win as I thought it would be. And even if you watch Buffalo last week, you go, damn, the Texans, that was a big win. But you watch how Buffalo plays.
Everybody out here in this game,
yes,
and what you're going against.
Everybody out
on the road.
Everybody out on the road in a notoriously difficult place to play in Lambeau against a healthy football team that is a bad matchup for you. They run the ball as well as anybody not named Baltimore in the NFL. And they're going to hit you right in the mouth with it. By the way, they've got four wide receivers, wide receivers and tight ends they can spread out across there, including their running back, and attack any of your guys that struggle in coverage in the secondary, which you have those guys. So it's just a bad matchup, their offense versus our defense. It is a bad, it's a tough matchup for what we've seen from the Texans so far. This, to me, is heavily favors the Green Bay Packers for multiple reasons. If the Texans are able to go in there and get this dub, I think if you go in there and get, if you get the dub fully healthy, it's a narrative changer. But this is the biggest challenge the Texans have been faced with.
Yeah, and to me, Clint, and we'll get to Mad Dog picks and Tyler's best bets here coming up in just a second. To me, it's just like I think Baltimore, Kansas City, San Francisco, I think those are teams that –
Detroit.
But those teams, they've been through so much that no matter who's playing, I think they have secure belief that they can win the game. Like the Niners, they've had some injuries to Christian McCaffrey. I think they have secure belief because I think they have evidence and they've been through that.
Yeah, they've
this
proven,
would
they,
change that.
Yes, they are established and have proven that they are top of the NFL caliber football team. Those guys have. And they week in, week out, they do. Now, there may be some tough weeks that they have, but you don't fall off the wagon and go, boy, well, they're not going to be a contender down the stretch. They're established. The Texans are still in a spot of where they're establishing themselves in that company, and this win would go a long way in doing so.
Yeah. All right, let's get our Mad Dog picks going into Monday. We'll see who will have to buy the Mad Dog if the Texans get a win. Tyler is 4-1 through week 7. I am 3-2, and I've got that under protest due to
I'm leading, baby.
Due to me not being able to select my own people. And then Clint's 3-2 somehow as well in the standings. All right, let's go ahead and pick our Mad Dog picks. I'm gonna start since I believe the thought is I finished last, or Sean Bajani, as I would say, finished last. I'm gonna have a little surprise. I'm gonna feel one out in this one.
Oh wow!
I'm gonna go with Denico Autry. Denico Autry returning in this game.
I like that.
I think they're going to rush the passer. I think they're going to use him on the inside. I like what Matt Burke had to say about how, hey, man, he could be a problem rushing the passer with his pass rush moves over guards and centers. I like Denico Autry. I'm gonna have a little fun with it this week and take a chance with Denico Autry.
I think that's a bit of a gamble. I like it. I like where your head's at. Tyler, I'm going to
two-sack game, baby.
Two-sack game. What you two have typically done is take the low-hanging fruit, so I'm going to go ahead and I'll take Steph Diggs again. That's the second time I've taken Diggs. I'm two for Diggs.
So you're done with him then?
Yeah, I'll take Diggs again.
You're the only one of us three that has players you can't pick anymore, and that's your second one.
Is he out of Tank and Steph?
Yep. Yeah.
If you got him, smoke him.
Yeah, baby, whatever strategy he's got going, baby, he's getting these bad boys, and he sits at 3-2. All right, Tyler, I've got Denico Autry. Clint has Steph Diggs. Who do you have this week?
The man who
picked C.J. Stroud. Who do you have this week?
Okay, we never set any parameter, first of all, that you couldn't.
That's all right, I'm saving
So
CJ.
That's on you, asshats.
I'm saving it.
Good. I'm, for the first time this season, for our Mad Dog player picks, I'm going to go to the defensive side of the ball with you, Ron. I'm going to go with the reigning AFC Defensive Player of the Week. Ooh, I'm going to go with Will Anderson, Jr.,
all right, 2 weeks in a row, Will, who had 3 sacks last week.
Get you three more.
That deflection had led to another interception from Eric Murray. So I've got Denico Autry. Tyler has Will Anderson Jr. And Clint is going to go with Stephon Diggs. So those are our Mad Dog player picks for this week. All right, Tyler, again, crushed it with his best bets.
I've crushed
yesterday.
Him and sucked.
Yeah. Okay, sucked. I would have believed because he was boasting yesterday, Clint, that he was 60%,
it's
still
not
over
about
60%.
Boasting, that's just the.
Just
tell,
I'm
the
sorry,
line
telling
game
the truth.
Tell he's him. Got some work to do here.
He's got some work to do. This tonight. Is a big weekend, man. You got a lot. This is a big weekend. Friday, you get the weekend now. This is a big weekend of a lot of picks out there for you to make. A lot of games. You got college football. You got the NFL. You got the baseball playoffs. By the way, the Dodgers are losing 8-1 last time I checked. So yeah. That's good news for Astros fans. What's your best bets for this weekend? 10-2, by the way, on that change of score. In the fourth, nice. Fourth inning, 10-2. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, I got work to do because I started this week 6-for-6 on Monday Night Football with the you best did. Bets, and I am now sitting at 7-for-14, 50% success rate on best bets. So real quick for you, best bets for the weekend, I'm going all NFL here. I'm going Patriots plus 6.5. Texans okay. plus 3, Vikings and Lions under 50, and Commanders and Panthers under 51.
That Lions one, that's interesting. That's interesting. That feels like a high scoring affair, but we'll see.
You've been four winners for you.
Man, there's the four winners right there, all NFL. Go ahead and do your thing, Tyler. Why not?
Got to rebound. Got to rebound.
I hope you get back, man. You need 60% is the number,
right?
That's
got it. Above 50, yes. Baby. Above 50. All right. We appreciate everybody who helped put this together and everybody who has helped keep us on the air and worked very, very hard here at East River 9 on this Football Friday. Been a great day. As always, Clint, enjoy your weekend. Great job as well. Tyler, enjoy your weekend. Great job as well. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Look at old Patrick Creighton's walking in right now. He looks like he's done walked a mile ahead of park so far. It's cool, man.
See, he's got a good strike.
I never realized it. Creighton really gets the left arm going.
Well, he does. So the right arm's
steal,
not moving.
The left one is
here's a little
sway.
Play-by-play here. Is Patrick Creighton is
red solo cup in the right hand.
Left leg in front of the right.
Tug of the polo at the belt line just to make sure it wasn't tucked in too tight.
That's right. Right arm is still as the wind. Left arm just rolling back and forth.
He is looking. The sun is beating his forehead.
But he's got a can of Coke. Is he going to throw it away before he gets in, or what's he going to do?
Was it Odyssey or something like Dallas. That?
Bad MF-er.
Just one look at you.
Rock and roll, meow.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.